Good morning, traders. Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Tuesday, December 16th, 2025, and the screens are flashing a bit of red this morning. We are seeing modest losses across the board as we head into the open.
That is right. We are looking at a slightly lower open. Equity futures are pointing down, with the S&P 500 futures off by about 13 points and the NASDAQ futures taking a harder hit, down roughly 32 points. The theme right now? It is all about rotation. We are seeing weakness in tech outweighing those rotational gains in the broader market.
Exactly. It feels like money is moving out of the high flyers and parking itself in safer spots. But look, the elephant in the room is the clock. 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. We have a massive data dump coming.
Massive is the right word. We are waiting on the November employment situation report. The consensus is sitting at 30,000 jobs added. That is the magic number. And right alongside that, we get October retail sales, expected to be up just 0.2%.
And this jobs report is critical because it is our first real look at the labor market since the FOMC cut rates by 25 basis points last Wednesday. Plus, remember what Fed Chair Powell said? He hinted that recent hiring figures might have been, well, overstated.
Precisely. If that number comes in hot or drastically cold, it changes the narrative. Until that data hits, headlines are actually pretty quiet. But underneath the surface, that rotation I mentioned, it is real. We are seeing money flow out of AI plays and into cyclical and defensive stocks. Healthcare, utilities, consumer staples, that is where the relative strength is hiding.
Let's talk technicals for a second before we hit the individual movers. What are the charts telling us this morning?
It is a cautious setup. Looking at the SPY, we have key support at 675. That level has been tested recently, and it held firm. Resistance is up at 685. For the QQQ, watch 605 on the downside. If we break below those support levels, especially with the breadth we are seeing, which is bearish, by the way, with about 600 selling versus only 130 buying, we could see volatility spike.
Yeah, that selling breadth is a warning sign. Okay, let's shift gears to corporate news. Who is moving pre-market?
A few big names. First up, Kraft Heinz, ticker KHC. They just appointed a new CEO, Steve Cahalane, formerly of Kellanova. The stock is reacting well, up about 0.7%. It looks like the market likes the leadership change.
And I saw PayPal making headlines too. They are applying to become a bank?
They are. PayPal, ticker PYPL, is up 1.7%. They have applied to the Utah Department of Financial Institutions and the FDIC. That is a bold move to establish the PayPal bank. Traders are definitely bidding that up.
Interesting. What about Ford? I see they are confirming a huge charge.
Yeah, Ford is a bit messy today. They confirmed a $19.5 billion charge in special items. They are also pulling back on producing certain larger electric vehicles where the demand just isn't there. It is a strategic pivot, but it comes with a heavy price tag.
Got it. And quickly, I saw some regulatory noise for the big retailers.
Right. Target and Walmart. The FDA sent warning letters regarding infant botulism linked to a specific formula they sold. It is a headline risk to be aware of. Though it might not crash this stock, it is never good PR.
No, definitely not. Okay, so with the open approaching, what is the play? How should traders position themselves?
The smart money is staying defensive. Don't chase the fading momentum in semiconductors or biotech right now. They faced late-day selling yesterday. Instead, look for dip buying opportunities in insurance or industrials. Names like CB or SAIC show decent setups. But honestly, keep your stops tight. With that 8:30 data release, the market direction will likely be decided in the first hour.
Solid advice. Watch that 675 level on the SPY and do not fight the data. That wraps it up for us. Good luck out there, trade smart, and we will catch you on the next one.